Jack McLam program, and I'm that old cop Jack McLam, retired at this time, only working like 14 to 16 hours a day in my retirement to awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform. And we represent here at our police and military program literally thousands of police and soldiers. We have our headquarters at in Idaho, and we have the publication, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and then our international group that became a national and then international because police and soldiers from other nations joined us fighting against this Antichrist world government system set up by these despots in their government, just like in our government today. And so we represent literally thousands of police and soldiers who love God and love freedom, who are working with you at this time, the private sector out there, to try to restore our nation back under our godly foundations and bring us back under our constitutional republic. And so I want to say to you that any new listeners out there, you might not realize it, and but I want to take and give an update here about my wife, 22 years Army and National Guard, now retired because of the Gulf War sickness, and she has cancer now, as 25% of her brothers and sisters who got the Gulf War syndrome, the Gulf War illness, have fallen under the cancer situation. And my bride now has it, and she's been here in Indiana with me for some time as we've taken her to the various VA facilities. And so just an update for all those wonderful family members we call you out there who have written to us and have been praying for us every day. You are truly our family, and we love you for that, and sending cards and letters and even sending money our way when you knew that we are in financial problems here. And my wife had to quit work. She was working only 3 days a week because of her Gulf War sickness. But now she works no days a week, and we're down here from those wonderful mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, with the grand people of Indiana. And we're undergoing some doctor's advice and so forth, and I'll tell you what's on the agenda when we get back. I'll just take a couple minutes, and then we'll get into some very important news tonight, a letter from an Iraqi woman who wants to talk to the American people. We'll be back with that and other messages from people, both police and military and in the private sector, after this break.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hello, folks. I'm back. And that old cop, Jack McLam, retired and here in Indiana, okay? And we're with our dear family members, Angie's family members here. And they've been treating us very, very well. We're we just had one of the family members just come home, and I think that you hear the dogs barking in the background. We just had the return of the father in this home, and the dogs are going crazy here. They're so happy to see him. They've been gone a few days, so pardon me for that, but I'm out in the garage here trying to do a radio broadcast, and I'm in the transfer point. When people come to the house, they come through the garage and go in the house, and that's just what happened. But anyway, back to my quick update for those that care out there. My bride and I came down here about 3 months ago, and it's been pretty tough, but it's been so much easier because of you wonderful folks sending letters and cards our way, and sending some funds our way, too, has been a blessing, because you're the reason we're continuing to be able to survive down here and pay some of the bills for her mom and dad, our food and so forth, as they graciously let us stay at their house. Very small house, by the way, and so it's been very tough on everybody. But anyway, we finally have a program and a plan. Angie has received literally hundreds of documents, tapes, videos, calls, email, information about how to treat her cancer holistically, and it's incredible what's available out there. And so she and I have been trying to digest this information as much as possible for the last 4 months, actually, that we've known about her cancer. And she had her cancer surgery here a couple months ago up in Indianapolis, and the doctors thought they got all the cancer. But they're pushing chemotherapy and radiation, and that's what they do. If they don't, they can be debarred, we understand. So that's the only thing they can do. And Angie has absorbed so much information from everyone out there that were kind enough to send us information that I've left it up to her to make a decision, and she's done this. She's made a decision. And I have been involved in taking phone calls and helping to read letters from friends and so forth, and associates across the nation who've been so kind to send information. And we've had those individuals send us information about loved ones of theirs who have passed away due to cancer under holistic treatment, where they were treating themselves holistically. And I'm sure you remember just about a week and a half ago, I announced on my program that our dear brother of the president, the owner, CEO, whatever you want to call him, of American Voice Radio Network, his wife passed away a couple weeks ago. And she was holistically treating herself. Frank Stephan is his name. And his bride passed away. And he told me that she was treating herself holistically and they still had more products in the mail. Well, we have a number of friends that have passed away while they were trying to cure themselves of cancer holistically. And we've also had a whole lot of people tell us that their relatives have passed away from chemotherapy and radiation treatment. And so it is quite a dilemma. And my wife has absorbed as much as she could possibly absorb in these months, caring very much to live, of course, and go on with her work that she works at so hard when she feels okay, with Gulf War victims, Gulf War injured soldiers, and those that are sick from the Gulf War syndrome, the Gulf War illness, as some people call it. And she loves doing that work because she almost died from her infirmaries from being in the first Gulf War and being poisoned with the anthrax vaccines and poisoned with the experimental drugs and the depleted uranium. And if it wasn't for a Christian family in Tucson taking her in and treating her, she'd have died because she was still in the military, Master Sergeant handling the Apache Cobra base in Tucson, Arizona, or just outside of Tucson, Arizona. That's what she did for a living until she had to medically retire not too long ago. But so they purified her blood and purified her liver and kidneys and everything, and she began to come back to life. The government did absolutely nothing for her but keep track of her death, you know, as she was slowly dying. The medical VA doctors would call her in as a test subject and track her dying. Basically, that's what they were doing for all the soldiers, and that's what they're doing today, track their dying. And 11,000 plus have died now from the Gulf War sickness. And my wife was almost one of them, but because of a wonderful couple, she lives today, but now she has cancer. So she has made a decision to go forward with chemotherapy and radiation. And I know a lot of you say, oh my goodness, that'll be the death of her. Well, all I can tell you folks is we have spent hundreds and hundreds of hours discussing these things, reading and studying together. And I can say, as a person that doesn't have cancer, and probably you can say, as a person that doesn't have cancer, that we would treat ourselves holistically and we wouldn't go for chemo and we wouldn't go for radiation. It's easy for us to say that. But I watched my bride, a very intelligent lady, deal with this issue, flip-flop back and forth, flip-flop back and forth, and read and study and go on the web and look up stats of who dies from cancers and different kinds and holistically treated, how many die and how many die of chemo and radiation. And she has made this decision. And would I have made this decision if I had cancer? I can honestly say, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I would. I don't think I would. As you're sitting there today, some of you are saying, oh, I wouldn't do it. I would go for the holistic treatment. Well, you can't believe the people that have contacted us and said, like dear Frank Steffens, who just lost his wife about 2 weeks ago now, as she holistically, and he helped her treat her. He said there's still products in the mail that are being delivered to his house 2 weeks after she's died. And other family members that I know and various family members who have contacted me from other families who have lost their loved ones due to chemotherapy and so forth. And I just don't know. I can tell you that I think that I would stick to my guns and I would holistically treat myself if I had cancer. That's what I think right now. But I haven't walked a mile in my wife's moccasins yet. I don't have cancer. And so I am of the belief that she should make this life and death decision. Is there anybody out there that would argue with me about that? Should not it be the person that has the cancer make that decision? And so she's made her decision, and one good thing is that she's decided, instead of being here for 4 months, 4 or 5 months, taking chemotherapy treatment and having to be out of her own home, out of her own bed, away from her wonderful pets that she has. We have geese and ducks and rabbits and dogs and, you know, a wonderful little mini farm up there that she loves very, very much in the Rocky Mountains that great brothers and sisters of ours are taking care of right now. They're taking care of our cockatoos and our fish and our ducks and geese and rabbits and you name it. Just had 4 new ducks the other day, it was reported to me, from our home, our wonderful friends up there, Carol and Jean and Jim and Bob and Teresa, that's taking care of our farm animals there. We're going back up there. We're taking off. She's going to go have her chemo treatments in Lewiston, Idaho, which is about a 2-hour trip from our home in the top of the Rocky Mountains there in Idaho County. And she only goes once every 3 weeks, and then she'll come back to her own bed and be with her own family up there and loved ones, her friends and loved ones, and all of you, too, that I hope you'll continue to communicate with us and see where that puts her. But then she wants to come back here and take radiation and be with her mom and dad and her brothers and sisters here during that time, because it's going to be 6 weeks of radiation every day, they say, 5 or 6 weeks. And she has to go, she couldn't possibly go 4 hours a day of driving up in the Rocky Mountains over to Lewiston every single day. It would just, that would probably kill her every day for radiation treatment. And so here, the VA hospital is a 30-minute away, and she can go every day to take her radiation treatment and come back here and be with her mom and dad and her brothers and sisters. So this is what she's chosen to do, and I know it disappoints a lot of people out there. She knows, really, her decision is probably not what I wanted her to do. But I told her, I said, honey, I'll support you. Whatever you want to do, this, you know, nobody can make this decision for you. I'm going to support you if you choose radiation and chemo. I'm going to be here for you. If you choose natural healing methods, then I'll be here for you, and I'll help you every way I can. What am I to say? That's exactly what I said, and that's exactly what we're going to do. My bride has made her decision, and we're going to head back. Next Monday, we'll be on the road back to our wonderful mountains in the Rocky Mountains of Idaho County. So praise the Lord for that. And we'll be right back, and we'll get into some important news. Folks, stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And just bringing you an update to those that have cared so much to pray for us in these months of really turmoil. I mean, it's really, truly been tough on my bride. I can't tell you how tough it's been. Only you that have been through that. Frank Stephan knows. His wife just passed away. And others know that have been through this, how taxing this is on your system and how stressful it is. And to make this decision is a life and death decision. And each of us, according to Dr. Lorraine Day, who was nice enough to come on the program here a couple months ago, and she said she tried over 40 products, natural healing products, and almost died from her cancer before she finally discovered something that worked for her. And that's where it's at. The person should love you enough to have you make the decision if you're the one who has the cancer. And if somebody tries to make that decision for you, I don't think they love you very much. That's the way I feel. We have family members here who truly love Angie, but they've been really, really tough on her, demanding that she do what they want her to do. Well, they love her. They don't want to see her die. And they believe they all know what she should do. And this is really stressful, let me tell you, folks. And then we have dear loved ones and friends that are sometimes can be just as demanding. But ultimately, Angie will live or die on her decision. And as Dr. Lorraine Day told us on the program, if you remember, that one out of two of us are going to have cancer. So I may very well get my chance to make this decision about me, and you may very well get the chance to make that decision about you. I hope not, and I pray not, but that the numbers are there to indicate that that's true for one out of two of us or one out of three of us. Very, very tough numbers to live with. And so pray for us as we try to now to gather the funds together to get out of here, and pray for us that this is God's decision. You know, we've been praying for that Angie would have the wisdom and obtain the knowledge, and boy, has she been studying and reading and listening to all you folks out there and reading email, and that she would have the wisdom and the knowledge and the discernment to do what God would have her to do. And all that we can say is that we're going to go forward, and she's made her decision. So please keep her in your prayers. And also I would ask, too, folks, I'm thinking about all the people right now that need our prayers. Frank Steffen is going through a real tough time 2 weeks after his wife passed away from cancer. And keep him in your prayers. And also our dear brother, John Stadtmiller, is on the mend now, I'm told. They say that he's feeling better, and he's getting better every day. And we would ask for your prayers for John. And I did talk to him the other day for the first time, and he sounded pretty good. So I'm just praying and asking you to keep praying for him, because, my goodness gracious, when you're ill, you just never know. And so please keep him in your prayers. And there's many of you out there, too, that we know need prayer, and we're praying for you folks. So thank you so much for all of that. So this is a police and military program. Let's get on to things here. I want to share with you a letter that came in from our dear brother, who's former military, he keeps telling me. Carl Warden sent us this letter from an Iraqi citizen, a female, who believes that she is not liberated. All right? And it's an interesting, very important letter. But first of all, from our dear brother Carl Warden, let me share his thoughts with you. He sent this out to us as his July 4th letter, and we didn't get around to it. As I say, folks, I'm getting 200, 230 email a day, and I'm out of my headquarters. I'm usually up there at our two police and military organization headquarters in Woodland, Idaho, right in Idaho County there, just north of Kamei. And it's easier there to keep control and keep on things than it is here when we have such a stressful situation that's very busy around here, it seems like. And so, I finally got around to his July 4th letter from our dear brother, and here's what he said. He says, I hope all of you out there will carefully consider the words of this Iraqi female citizen, and when you have finished, read the included Declaration of Independence our own forebears wrote to King George of England so many years ago. Read the list of grievances our insurgents and terrorists filed with King George, and compare them to the list of grievances. And by the way, you know who he's talking about when he says, read the list of grievances our own insurgents and terrorists, meaning our founding fathers, filed with King George, and compare them with the list of grievances cited by this Iraqi human being. We are all human, and we all share the same hopes and desires for our families and our lives. And folks, I've heard horrible things, absolutely horrible things, as I heard from my relatives during the Second World War and the Korean War about those terrible Japs and those terrible Viet Cong in Korea, in Vietnam when I was in the service during the war. And we're hearing the same things about the Iraqi people, that they're not human and so forth and so on. Even from our churches, we're hearing that today. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network, Republic Radio Broadcasting Network, and I just want to say thank you to Republic Broadcasting Network for having the Officer Jack McLam program on. It certainly gives air for our brothers and sisters in uniform out there, and they need a voice. They truly do, and I try to be that voice for them. And so thank you, Republic Radio Broadcasting Network, for having us on. And back to our dear brother, former military man, Carl Warden's letter from a female Iraqi citizen who he calls a human being. And I was just saying when the break came up that I'm saddened to hear the same thing said about those ugly Japs and those dirty Koreans and the less than human Vietnamese when I was in during the Vietnam War. And the same thing is being said, only even worse, against the Iraqi people, the Arab people, the Muslim people. We're being told here by even those in the government that these are not humans, and many statements are made that they ought to all be killed and so forth. And so this letter from this lady says, Carl Warden, our former military man, says, "This July 4th, 2005, we citizens of America have nothing to celebrate," he says, "unlike so many of our fellow American brethren who will wave the flag today, cheer and celebrate our own liberation from a vicious king who occupied this nation with his army for 250 years ago, I cannot do that, he says. I can't wave the flag and cheer. He says, for I am a man of conscience whose heart was once as hardened as those flag wavers. But when I accepted Jesus Christ in my heart and my life, my eyes were reopened, my blackened heart was cleansed, and my ability to empathize with the various plights of all my fellow humans on this planet was reborn. I'm a man who is sick at heart this July 4, 2005, for I know the innocent blood of tens of thousands of my fellow human beings has been needlessly shed in my name, meaning America, and even worse, on my watch. How can any of us now condemn the German people of 1938 for their failure to act against their government? Saddam Hussein goes down in history as being one of the most unusual of all dictators. Unlike his contemporaries, Saddam Hussein made very sure every household in Iraq was armed to the teeth. And I don't mean with just hunting rifles and handguns. Hussein made sure his people had fully automatic AK-47 assault rifles, rocket-propelled grenades, and explosives. Unlike former and present dictators, Saddam promoted and enforced the free exercise of religions, the free expression of religion, and he supported and promoted education. That's just not consistent with how other dictators have practiced their tyranny on their people. But the butcher of Baghdad, his sons, and his regime were cruel masters, without a doubt. They were vicious, and they did not hesitate to use methods of genocide to subdue those who sought to overthrow them. But I recall the words of an Iraqi statesman who, when called on the carpet by our own diplomat for Iraq's human rights abuses, replied that our government in America did exactly what Saddam was accused of doing at Waco, Texas in 1993. How's that for a verbal slap in the face? This letter moved me very deeply. It is not a hate-filled harangue on the American people. The writer expresses kindness, understanding, and even forgiveness, and it broke my heart. So says our fellow soldier, former military man Carl F. Warden, July 4th, 2005. And here's that letter that he's talking about, folks, from an Iraqi citizen to the American people. And I begin. Here's what it says. We always have thought, those of us here in Iraq, that you are citizens all away from the savagery which controls many people of the world because you Americans have suffered from injustice of your own occupation more than 200 years ago. You picked up weapons against the occupiers until you forced them out of your land. It was a great victory for you. Today, your army is occupying our homeland, destroying our homes, and killing our men, women, and children. The occupation is leaving this country full of chaos and facing many disasters, including looting and robbery. Sudden attacks and cruel murders have been perpetrated by your army, who then prevent people from submitting judicial complaints against them. This encourages your soldiers to kill ruthlessly and thoughtlessly without any threat of trial. We have seen our holy Quran desecrated by soldiers, but you continue to say your soldiers didn't do that. Your soldiers did many immoral acts, but your government leaders have done even more. Has the age of occupation returned back to where agreements and treaties and international laws, which forbid aggression, are they not useless today? When the people who choose to defend their land and reject the occupiers are then described by your government as terrorists, how long have you heard that an occupation which continues will have no resistance against it? Do you refer to the patriots of your own country as terrorists in your history books against King George? American people, please remember the land of Iraq and remember the Iraqi people and think of yourselves as if you were in our place. In this way, you will realize what Iraqi suffers. We wish that other people would realize our suffering now, The people who support these corrupted governments will be responsible for them, and history will hold them responsible for allowing this tragedy to have occurred. This will be a shame on their ancestors, who will not be able to hide this black page of history. I'm wishing you reasonableness and the ability to comprehend the truth. End of the letter from our female Iraqi citizen. And then Carl Warden gives us the Declaration of Independence here. Very appropriate, I believe, folks, because it lists the abuses here that the Iraqi people have been saying they're receiving from their occupiers. It looks pretty close, as our brother Carl Warden said. Well, folks, it wasn't but, probably 6 months ago now, I read you a letter from a brother of ours there in Iraq who was fairly high up in the chain of command, who said that we were breeding terrorists over there. And I look at this Iraqi citizen that sent this letter out, trying to be kind and trying to be thoughtful to express her feelings of what is going on in her land, perpetrated by unwitting soldiers from America. We're told that this is the enemy of mankind, and we have to extinguish that enemy over there. And, much of what we've learned since the war started tells us that this was all based on lies. And this is not our enemy over there. They were not our enemy. They did not work and have any part in the bombing of the World Trade Center and so forth. They were not going to bomb us. They did not have nuclear devices there that Bush said they were going to be bombing us in New York and everything if we didn't take them out in their own country. All lies, all lies. We now know why we're over there. We're over there for the oil and for Halliburton and Bechtel. In other words, the Bush crime family and his criminal cronies who control the massive industry for war armaments. The people actually profit from the tanks and the bullets and the bombs and all. The Bush crime family and his criminal cohorts profit from all of this. And, of course, then we're following Israel's wish list. Israel, like America and Britain, have criminal governments, absolutely criminal governments. These international crime families have taken over all of our governments, and they are giving the list to Bush, and Bush is following the list of who we're going to send our soldiers after next for these international crime families. And they involve Syria next and Lebanon and Iran and so forth. So I want you to keep that in mind, folks, when we read you about heartfelt letters from Iraqi citizens out there. Of course we shouldn't be there. You know, we should not be having our brothers and sisters die. I have an article here, which I can't find, that I used on my program this morning about a dear brother who was bicycling all across America. He bicycled all the way across America that has no legs. He was blown up by a improvised device, explosive device there in Baghdad. Lost both his limbs, and he bicycled on a three-wheeler type affair all across America, and now he's arrived at the White House with 50 other brothers and sisters who lost limbs and also other Americans that traveled with them on bicycles, and nothing in the media. Have you seen him in the media? I think I heard something about it a couple weeks ago that he was going to do this, but here he's arrived, and he was there because he wanted to bring attention to our wounded veterans that are coming back here blown up with no eyes, no hands, no feet, no legs, arms missing, burned very, very badly. And the VA hospitals are being closed. And I don't know where I put that report, but I had a report I read right after that saying that another VA hospital is being closed. The one down, I believe it's in Texas, that treats serious eye wounds and people that have soldiers that have had eye damage, and it's being closed now so Bush can use the money to fund more recruiters and more advertisements to take more people, our brothers and sisters and children, into the military to send them against these enemies of these international crime lords. And so it's a heavy burden when you know that these things are going on every day and you're getting the mail and getting the letters from people. But keep that in mind, folks, that we need to contact our congressmen and senators and tell them don't close those VA hospitals. If they're going to go along with this war, this mercenary war against the enemies of these international crime lords, and use our brothers and sisters and sons and daughters to go over there and spend their life trying to take over these nations and set up these puppet governments, at least we should have military facilities, VA hospitals, for treatment when they come back blown to pieces and they have to be put back together. And this dear brother, Heath somebody, I'm sorry I can't find that article, folks. I just absolutely misplaced it. I don't know what I did with it. I feel bad because I would so much wanted to share that with you, but it's just lost in my piles here out in the garage at this time. But you get the point. You get the point. He went all across America. He's there trying to bring attention to our veterans coming back. Very much in need of VA help, and they're closing the VA hospitals to use it on recruiting. Be in prayer over this situation, and this is a good time to use imprecatory prayers, folks. If I ever heard of a time to use imprecatory prayers, remember what they are, that you ask God, you go to God and ask God to remove these evil people from these positions of power that are doing these things to our brothers and sisters out there for evil purposes, and you just don't pray nice prayers that everybody come to the Lord and everybody be saved and all that. Even these evil men and women in high places, you can pray like David did and others, to ask the Lord to just strike them down and remove them any way he can. Make them lose their offices or make them lose their lives. Whatever God's plan is, but remove them so they can not continue to do the evil they're doing on God's people. Well, I want to take you to our dear brother, the only congressman I know. There's a couple that are doing some good things, Tancrino and a few others. But Congressman Ron Paul has a message that he just put out to us. I don't know if you've heard about it or not. A couple days ago, though, he said he sent out a wonderful report saying we cannot rely on judges to protect our freedoms. And this is coming right from Congressman Ron Paul. Before I start on this letter, I want to say to you that if you'd like to call in tonight and say something, you can certainly do that at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in tonight. But let me go on and talk about Congressman Ron Paul's letter here. He's talking about, he's really steamed and disturbed about judges taking over legislative positions and passing laws. He's talking about the notion that the judicial branch of government serves, and this is his very words that I'm reading you, the notion that judicial branch of government, the judges, serve as a watchdog to curb legislative and executive branch abuses has been entirely exposed as an illusion. Judges do not fail to defend our freedoms. It says judges not only fail to defend our freedoms, they actively infringe upon them by acting as de facto legislators, says Congressman Ron Paul. He goes on to say, thus the Kelo case, I don't know if you say Kelo or Kelo, K-E-L-O, serves as a stark reminder that we cannot rely on judges to protect our freedoms. So, and you know what the Kelo case is, folks. It's the case that just took away our Fourth Amendment rights and other rights to own property and to have control of our property by allowing any bureaucrat at the town level, the city level, the county level, the state level, or the federal level to say, We have this big-time developer over here, and he's willing to give us each $100,000 in our pockets, you county supervisors. And we'll just keep our mouth shut, and we'll go tell that guy over there that owns this property he's got to get off because it's for the good of the community. We will throw him off his property. We'll take that $100,000 into our pockets, and we will go to the beach or we'll buy a beach home or whatever, and we'll just work for the big, powerful developers out there and take people's property and say it's for the good of the community. And that's what Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, is against. And so his letter here is called Lessons from the Kelo Decision. I want to share that with you when we get back after this important break, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
From the Kelo decision by Congressman Ron Paul, and we only have a couple minutes. Let me start here. Kelo, this case has several important lessons for all of us. We are witnessing the destruction of any last remnants of the separation of power doctrine, a doctrine our founding fathers considered critical to freedom, the notion that the judicial branch of government serves as a watchdog to curb legislative and executive abuses has been entirely exposed as an illusion. Judges not only fail to defend our freedoms, they actively infringe upon them by acting as a de facto legislators. Thus, Kelo serves as a stark reminder that we cannot rely on judges to protect our freedoms. It is folly to believe that we will regain lost freedoms if the only right individuals are appointed to the Supreme Court by these wonderful Republicans, when Republican presidents, including conservative icon Ronald Reagan, have appointed some of the very worst Supreme Court justices today. In today's political context, it frankly matters very little who President Bush appoints to replace Justice O'Connor. Even the most promising jurist can change radically over the course of a lifetime appointment. We're supposed to be a nation of laws, not men, and the fixation on individuals as saviors of our freedom is misplaced. America will regain lost freedoms only when our citizens wake up and reclaim a national sense of self-reliance, individualism, and limited government. A handful of judges cannot save a nation from itself. So says Republican Congressman Ron Paul. Hear, hear. Accolades to this man who is usually right on target. Let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff in Massachusetts, we only have a few minutes left here.
Very simple. Today, you know what I did today?
What's that?
I educated a liberal talk show host on the fallacies of depleted uranium, explained it fully, and then I just simply said to him and the audience, to simply have the people do a Google search on depleted uranium. He didn't know, I'm surprised a lot of these talk shows don't know what DU poisoning is.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
so
amazing.
So I shared that, and that's our only hope, is to educate people, because
that's right.
Quite frankly, a lot of people, and I hate to say it, think that shortwave radio is nothing but right-wing pluck, and that's a shame, because you guys are telling the truth for the most part, and that's a good thing, because it's like purified water.
Yes.
The mainstream out there is junk, and that's what people are getting, and as a result, people are not going to get the truth, and as a result, our nation's going to fall into a dictatorship, or people are going to die.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, there has to be a way of getting this thing back.
I know, brother Jeff. It's a problem, because the only hope we have is, like the Lord says, information and knowledge, which will turn the nation around if we just get knowledge to people. Well, Jeff, thanks for calling in. And I'm sorry, Sean, I couldn't get to you tonight. Hope you'll communicate with me, though. And thank you, folks, for being with us tonight, and we have somebody else on the line with us, sounds like. But God bless all of you out there. Have a great evening. Be looking forward to being back with you tomorrow night, God willing. Thank you for being here, and Lord bless all of you. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.